The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now one of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to be seated. Signs are the way we navigate life. They tell us where the bathrooms are, the gym, a street or a business. They keep us safe. Wrong way. No left turn. Stop! Now, for signs to work, you need two things. You need the signs, and you need someone to see the signs. The Gospel of John is a book of signs. Pastor Brian Stroffergen understands these signs to be things, events, people who point to something else. This theme and purpose for the Gospel of John is stated in its 20th chapter, where the author writes that there are many other signs that Jesus did in the presence of his disciples, but that John had written these, quote, "so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through believing, you may have life in his name." John the Baptist is one of those signs. What's going to come up on the screen here is a picture of Matthias Grunewald's Eisenhelm altarpiece. Now, if you look to your right of Jesus, you'll find his image of John the Baptist. Do you notice anything? Let's take a closer look in the next slide. For me, it's that when you look at John, that extraordinarily long finger of his always points you back to Jesus on the cross. John is a sign pointing you to Jesus. You can hear this in the gospel when John sees Jesus coming towards him and declares, "Behold." Literally, this means see, look. You can almost see his arms shoot out to point, a visual sign for people to look. And then we get the verbal sign pointing to Jesus and who he is. "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The next day, Jesus walks by. John does the same thing. Look! Behold! See! Here is the Lamb of God. John is the sign who physically and verbally points to Jesus, the Lamb of God, the one in whose name we might have life. But we need more than just the sign, right? We need someone to see the sign. Now, in this case, it's two of the disciples of John. They hear John say this about Jesus. They follow his finger to see who he's talking about, and then they follow after Jesus. They follow the sign. When they ask Jesus where he's staying, his response is, "Come and see." And after spending time with Jesus, then these disciples themselves become signs. Andrew goes to his brother and points to Jesus. "We have found the Messiah." And then he not only points to Jesus, he acts like GPS and actually takes his brother and or brother Simon to Jesus. Who or what has pointed you to Jesus in your life? Who or what was the GPS that got you to this place that is St. John, or even just into the assembly of believers that is the church? For many of us, it was our parents, right? Who by their own actions and words continually pointed to Jesus as Lord, the one in whom they found life fuller and more abundant, who pointed us to Jesus by their own worship, reading the Bible, prayer, doing these things not just on Sundays, but every day. Perhaps it was a friend who invited us to come and see. Come and see. When they went to a youth event or vacation Bible school or perhaps even a worship service, over the years, I have found that our children could teach us a lot about just being inviting to others. There are many who have been John the Baptist or Andrew to us, pointing us to the Lamb of God, and we are so thankful for them. Those who have pointed the way for us. But I also have to ask, how have we been a sign pointing others to the Lamb of God, to the one who we find life fuller and more abundant in? How well do we emulate John and speak openly, point clearly to Jesus when we see him walk by? To acknowledge openly our belief, this one is the Son of God. How are we bold like Andrew, coming to our family and friends and saying, "I have found the one we have been looking for. Come and see." Perhaps that's the better way to think about it. That we aren't so much signs, but we're billboards inviting others to come and see. For the woman at the well later in the Gospel of John, that's her witness to the town that she lives in. "Come and see," she says. "Come and see the man who told me everything about myself and who loved me still." And what could be easier? Right? Just to extend that invitation. Come and see. Have you ever done that with something that you were excited about and you just couldn't fully describe it? When someone asks for details, you just respond, you gotta see for yourself. Come and see. Come and see. Karen and I, this past summer, went to the House on the Rock. And that's one of those places where when you try and describe this eclectic and wonderful and overwhelming, the immensity of it, the denseness of it, it's a lot easier to say, "Come and see. This slide is an example of some of what we saw, and it definitely does not do it justice. You really need to go and see this place. It's the house on the rock. Jesus, the one to whom all the signs pointed us to, is the one in whom we find life fuller and more abundant than life on our own, who loves us without condition, and who encourages and equips us to be all that God has called and gifted us to be. Jesus is the one who nudges us to love our enemies, pray for those who persecute us. He's the one who forgives us always, 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 but who also reminds us that we can do so much better. Who paints a picture of the reign of God where the oppressed go free, where there's justice for all, where love and respect for the image of God in one another is given without thought. We honor tomorrow someone else who was a sign pointing to Jesus, but also one who painted a picture of the reign of God here on earth and what that might look like in real time in the United States. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. painted that dream of a nation where people are not judged by the color of their skin, where those of different backgrounds and races and languages could live together in peace and harmony because they saw and accepted their shared humanity, the reality that we all bear the image of God. And like so many of those who followed the call of Jesus to be signs, pointing to Him, pointing to the kingdom of God, Martin Luther King Jr.'s vision was a beacon of hope for many and created fear, anxiety, and hatred in others. Emotions that led to King's violent death, like so many other of those signs pointing to Jesus, beginning with John the Baptist and including at least 8 of the apostles. Isn't it amazing how threatened people are by a world of justice, peace, forgiveness, grace, mercy? Mostly because somehow they feel that it threatens them or takes something from them. My friends in Christ, like Martin Luther King Jr. and Andrew and all the other apostles, we are both observers of the sign and signs. We are both being pointed always to Jesus, the Lamb of God, and we are those who point to Jesus and inviting others to come and see. May we be diligent in this new year in attending to those people, events, and things that point us to Jesus. The Word found in the Bible, in Scripture, the waters of baptism, the meal of Christ's own body and blood, the assembly gathered around those gifts. And may we also be so bold as to act as signs for others in our life and in our world, pointing always to Jesus and inviting others to come and see, so that we all might be an even greater fulfillment of what we pray for each week, that the kingdom of heaven would come now, here, today, even just a little bit, in us and through us. And may we thank God always for those who have been signs for us, rejoicing that they have brought us into the presence of Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, who frees us from all that oppresses us, and who reminds us that God does not come to condemn the world, but to love it. To love it from death back into life. Thanks be to God. I invite us to stand as we sing our hymn of the day.